You created a new industry of its own.
Yeah, like, so that was it.
You had that industry in your family like this. Like, there's no way they would talk about dance in Africa. Yeah. And they won't mention you because you've done too much for the industry. And you stick to it. Yeah. And there's so many young people out there that want to do things like that. But they don't have the courage to. They can't even say it. It's as crazy as that.
Yeah.
But you, after those two videos, right? The Ayuba video, the Skeske video, and when did your parents get to know that? Oh, this is
she wants to be a dancer. Inside the videos, I have to lie that it's not me. At some point, especially when the Ayuba one, you know, then we're so conservative, and I also come from a Muslim family. So it's almost like they do family meeting, you know? So it was neighbors that say, we saw her in the video.
She's the one.
Me and my sister are like, I know, we haven't even been saying it to that. This girl that looks like me, oh, like, as in, she looks like me so much.
Killer like this, oh.
It's like, this is you. I said, no, it's not me, you know. So I was judging. After a point, I was like, you know what, it's me. Okay, fine.
Hmm.
And that's when the family meeting part came up. And, you know, I was in the center. I remember all the aunties and all the ones that believe that they are part of your raising instrument. So they were like, so you have a domo come on, you have a dashewo, you have a dikini call, this one to push my hair, I put dashewo already. I said, this one already. I was just like this. I was laser focused like this. Ewishinwo. Etimokwe. Oh, dino bume, oh, you wish wo. I'll look like this. But it's okay. I'll look up. Like, I will pass on and say, okay, look on, whoa. Drop your eye. I'll drop my eye. Say, we did talk to her, she dropped her eye. I said, what did this? What do you want me to do? Look like? Okay, I say, no, let me just go be looking around the room because I can't keep my eyes in one place. If I look, I say, oh, what she want me? I was like, okay. So I knew all those women were not in the same mindset to have a conversation with, but my uncle was. He's that kind of guy that I have a conversation with.
Mm.
So I spoke with my uncle because my dad, we're not with our dad then at that time because our parents separated. Okay. So I stayed with my uncle.
Yeah.
So I got into the room one day and I sat down with him and I said, Dad, you know me, right? I said, yes. You know me as from the content of my character. I'm not the type to sleep around and all of that. No matter how youthful exuberance won't carry me rich. Mm-hmm. You know, pass me can get boyfriend.
Yeah.
No ma. Not sleep all. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? Like, so one of the things I asked him, I said, if you do trust the training that you've instilled in me, then you should trust that I will apply it in everything I do.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
There's something in this dance and I've seen it firsthand. And what did I see? I started as a fitness trainer before I was a dancer. Because I was trying to lose weight myself. I used to be a size 16. I used to be very big.
Yeah?
Yeah. So I had, I suffered the old depression in trying to get my body back in shape. You know, I wasn't naturally slim, big, but I have a tendency to be big because my father's side are obese.
Ooh.
You know, this kind of people that are really, really big, but my mom's side are slimmer. So I'm like in between my mom and my dad. So if I let go, I can go daddy's side. Yes. And if I do well, I can stay mommy's side. So, but it was those periods whereby things were difficult. As you see chop, now you chop.
Mm.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So body got big. You understand? So it was on that journey, and with the journey of searching for what I wanted to become and what I wanted to do, plus the frustration of the Nigerian education system, frustrating, jamming you and everything. You get what I'm saying? With all that frustration and all of that, in the middle of it, I was just looking for education. I wanted to be educated. I believed in it as a major weapon for anything I wanted to be. You understand? And I was trying to pursue it. And trying to pursue aeronautics now got into like a brick wall where my uncle was convinced my dad after he found him and got him to want to start taking responsibility. You know, dad was now trying to buy our love back and say, anywhere you want to go in the world, I'll do it. So I did the SATs, I did the TOEFL, I got admission to Wichita State University and Kansas State because they are the big schools that do aeronautics.
Yeah.
Because their flight schools are very, very good. Mm-hmm. You understand? So I was right. But I got that whole idea of why do you want to spend that kind of money on a girl?
Mm.
You understand? I would end up in the kitchen. Yeah. I was mad. Like, why would you relegate me to all of that? So in the middle of all of that thinking and that all eating and just whatever, I found dance as a solace. Dance has always been that place I go to and I become valuable.
Yeah.
I use it to keep my human value. And me as Kaffee in school, in anywhere I go, I stand out easily. I stand out for Jets Club. I stand out for Literary and Debating Society. Mm-hmm. I stand out for March Past, dance, anything. I stood out. So I was like, why am I being qualified by what I'm yet to be? But I'm not qualified by who I am now. So I'm like, you can't tell me that I don't have value until I'm a lawyer, when I can feel my value as Kaffee now, from primary school to mid secondary school. I see it. And that's what I was challenging. That I see this Kaffee will choose the least thought of career option, and I'll prove to you that I can be anything and I can still dine among kings and queens. That Oyijoyi, that Kasi, I will be here. The world would celebrate me. So when I thought of dance, I never thought of dance from a very, I'm chasing fame so that I can be in music video. No. Fame was attracted to me. I didn't go for fame. You understand? I got fame by virtue of the recommendation of who I am from one person to the, and what I do. So if I do it in a large gathering of people know me. If I do it in a small gathering, that small gathering tell another person. And they say, work with her. So I had my conduct. I had the way I conduct myself and all of that. And those are the things that started standing out for even video directors. That when she comes early. She wants to do her job. She goes out. She doesn't hang around to do anything extra. She asks questions. Like, you don't just come and say, hey, oh yeah. Now your turn. Now dance. I'll ask question, please. What are you doing? Close up. White shirt. What angle? What energy are you looking for? Those are the questions I ask a DJT. I ask a client. Like, they'll be like, I love to work with her because I don't need to tell her. Like, that time you have to be telling girls how to do their face. I just go down and say, what do you want? Fierce. I give you fierce. Do you understand what I'm saying? So all of those things were, and the way that I can articulate and I can defend my job, that this is what I do, those things were the substance that created the value system for it. And now listen, whenever somebody delivers something you need, the person has seen value in that need. That's why they continue to ask for it. So the reason why I was sought out for music videos was because I affected the plays, the time, the air plays that their music was getting. And air plays was very difficult at that time. To even be on television was difficult, let alone getting enough rotation for your music. So, and people were playing these videos because of the dance.
What you did,
so because of the artist got a wind of that, the record label understood that value, that if she's affecting our turnover in any way, she's valuable to us. And that's why I tell dancers nowadays, I say, nowadays, you dance to want to use the artist to be popular. You don't dance to want to help the artist become popular. It's two different things. When I work with P Square, is how I can add
value,
something how I can add. But nowadays, the dancer want to dance. If I feel dance for Bado now, I don't blow. You're not thinking of what can I do to in a Bado's video that video is said because of, say, I dance for that video alone. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, I get what you mean.
But those go respect me. You, say, that video. It's the same thing with shows as well. Like, okay, I want to perform for Jabless. He must have the best performance that night. That's our thinking then.
Yeah.
Even a lot of practitioners, that's our thinking. But what we have now is Jabless don't blow. Make a being dancer.
Yeah.
Why can't you want to help him blow? So why people ask why I have so much relevance and value in the industry, this is part of the reasons. I started humbly with a lot of these artists when they were yet to be where you are seeing them now. So I met them at that stage and I put myself in there. You get what I'm saying? So 10 years down the line, they have become big and global. All of them are still alive. They are not dead. Do you get what I'm saying? Yes, we've lost a few amazing icons, but majority of the young ones that I worked with at that time, like a Bado Snare, you understand, they are still alive and they are now at the peak of their career. I'm very so as long as they're relevant, I'm relevant. And if another young boy comes today and I put relevance in him, by the time he blows up again, I've met a fire boy, I've worked with him, we click so much on working, the more he blows, the more he's going to call me one day and say, look, this is a lady I trust for. So then again, the next 10 years, you'll be wondering why Kaffee is still available. it's not my doing.
It's obviously, it is natural. It is a special gift that you are able to you got you got the awareness at a very early stage of doing it.
It's that mental awareness. Mm. Came early for me. It came early.
It's still kind of dicey how you add that belief at that early stage. Because see, being African, right?
Yeah.
We are very, very what's that word? Misogynistic,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't put ourselves in the same class when it comes to women. We believe men are always, and you guys are.
Mm-hmm.
How did you navigate through that? Because you work with men all the time,
mostly, sir.
mostly, and with all that kind of mindset that we have, you were still able to create that industry, establish it to be what it is today.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine the number of challenges or people being rude or
sexual harassment.
Because
harassment
now,
and stuff.
You, apart from dancing, there is a sex part to
it.
Like, you're crazily attractive when you're doing
your
moves. And I'm sure that a whole of eyes will be on that.
Oh, God. Some people just want to...
they're just like, oh, my...
Where some guys... Exactly. I was a Max person at some point, but I think they started growing out of it. I even got a lot of friends from it, where I just changed the mindset. So there are three things a man wants: money, power, sex. Giving one of the two or one of the three, you're good. I can take sex out of it. If Jablez want to knock me now, I'll tell you, Jablez, I don't do, but I can make you money, I can give you power. Will you stop being my friend? You won't stop being my friend.
No, I won't.
Because those two things is very important to you, right?
Mm.
Yeah, but if all I had was sex, even if I don't give you, you lose interest.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I have something to offer all the time. So if a male artist comes to me and we are working, he knows that the value I put in his work adds value to that money that he can use to get many other chicks.
Hmm.
Why does he want to lose this person that her mind is to help me make that money, help me look good? Do you get what I'm saying? Why do I want to lose that one? And just because of one night stand, I now... send that away. It's not possible now. So because of that
exchange,
it's basically exchange. See, men don't say no to value. Yes, a man, I've seen chauvinistic men, but I, you know, we will come to each other level, either from confrontation, either from, you don't talk to me like that. There are some people that need that.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There are some people that they are just testing waters. You can put them straight by how you operate. Right. They are looking for loopholes.
Yeah,
they are looking for whether you go slack, whether you go look one kind. And you know, in our industry, a lot of girls get really caught up with that. They want to be the baby mama of the artist. They want to be the wifey. They want to be the girl that he's seeing.
Mm.
I've seen a lot of that allow a lot of girls sell themselves short. I put it that way. Especially female dancers. That is high. The rate that female dancers and artists have a thing is high. But there are a lot of female dancers I know don't have a thing with the artist as well, and still get work done. Probably in the environment they might. That one is normal. That's humanity. If you in a particular environment, you might just have one or two people that you are attracted to.
Yeah,
that is it. But when you now go outright to disrespect, put condescending remarks, I am an activist against human belittling. I don't care whether you're a man or a woman. Just to belittle a human being. I don't like that feeling. I will naturally defend myself.
Wow.
You understand? I'll rather come against that feeling. And for me to get to that point, it's far died, because I am a very humble person.
Continue watching full episode on Jablez Original Intelligence Podcast YouTube channel. Please click subscribe to our channel. Like and comment on our videos. Thanks for watching.
Oh, my name is Jablez.